In the beginning, there was email, and it was good.
You got mail.
Then came MySpace, and it was better, but a little creepy. Soon we had Facebook friends.
Suzanne!
Oh. Recently, the world of Twitter has arrived.
Nice bounce it to Dudley, and he scores, and he's fouled. Putting it up is Jared Dudley, and he scores. Shady for three.
This is Twitter Talk Thursday with Jared Dudley 619 and Gambo and Ash. Sports 620, KTAR.
Twitter Talk Thursday at 4:27 in the afternoon. Good afternoon. It's the Gambo and Ash Show. Dave Burns in for Mark Asher, John Gambadoro. And it is Twitter Talk Thursday with Jared Dudley 619. That's his Twitter account. He joins us live on location from the Waste Management Phoenix Open, where he's in the Phoenix Suns temp. Giddy up about that, Jared.
What's going on?
Not much. How's life out there at the Phoenix Open?
Hey, it's crazy out here. I found out a Suns game. This isn't a golf tournament.
I saw that you actually tweeted that you were looking forward to going out there because you didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah, I didn't know. I heard about it. I heard the 16 hole was crazy. It's kind of like packed. It's like, you know, it's like a little mini arena.
Yeah. So you're enjoying yourself out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. No, I'm in the Phoenix Suns lounge here, hanging out with Jason Richardson, watching a little golf and having a little fun.
We had Jay Rich on the show yesterday after that win against Oklahoma City. Nice basket by him, but great job by you on shutting down Kevin Durant those final couple possessions, forcing him into some bad shots. You got the task of D'ing him up. You did a good job.
You know what, man? He's a tough cover. Man, we tried different things on him. He's someone who's had it going for a long time, scoring 25 points. I don't know how many consecutive games, but the last possession, we tried to force him out of his comfort spots, and it took some different shots, and we denied him pretty well that, you know, made other people shoot the ball in the clutch. And Jason Richardson was a big floater, man. I felt like we were like the New Orleans Saints after he hit it. We were celebrating like we won the Super Bowl.
Twitter Talk Thursday with Jared Dudley 619 here on Sports 620 KTAR. He's live from out there at the Phoenix Open. Still after a night like that, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Richardson has the big shot, the floater. Amari has a big night. Goran Dragic does a really nice job filling in for Steve Nash. You might have been the player of the game for the work that you did in that game. Did you? Was that a satisfying night of work for you when you were done with that game?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, I could go 1-for-12 or 12-for-12. As long as we win and it's a collective team win, you know, like, we played our hearts out. Steve wasn't there. We're on the road. Grant Hill's your backup point guard. We're going ups and downs. You got Oklahoma who's won 9 in a row.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to, you know, pass the ball, get a couple assists to teammates, and knock down shots when I was open. Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm always satisfied with a win.
Hey, you're in the you're there with Jason Richardson?
We're here right now.
I'm a little surprised after some of the things that he said about you yesterday when he was on the show with us.
Oh, come on.
I've been hearing about the athletic. Hey, I'm telling you right now, you have to be somewhat athletic to guard the top players in the NBA.
Yeah,
would you agree with that?
I'm telling you, Jared Dudley 619, his exact quote was, if we had our own Olympics here with the Phoenix Suns, Jared Dudley would finish last.
All right, now you tell me what would be the event, and I'll tell you what I'd finish right now.
Okay,
discus.
100-yard dash.
That's a good one.
I'm definitely going to finish last. 100-yard dash? I'm telling you right now, we had, before the season, you got to run up and down, sprint, back and forth, touch the line 10 times. So a full court, up and back 5 times. You got to make it in 60 seconds. And you got to make 5 in a row. And I was in the middle of the pack for that.
Okay, so who's the slowest guy on the team?
I would say Jaren Collins.
Okay, who are you faster than? You're faster than several. You think you're faster than a bunch of the guys?
I would say at least 4 or 5. I'm faster than who, if we had to do one sprint.
Who can bench less weight than you?
Bench less? Oh, bench? Oh, Steve, Goran, Earl, Jason. I think Jason probably. Me and Jason would be similar.
You can bench more than Earl Clark?
Yes.
Okay, how about what's it called with the standing, the jump?
High jump.
Not high jump. Vertical jump.
Vertical leap.
Vertical leap.
Okay, vertical, I would say that I would be behind. That's a good question. I would probably be I'm high vertical jump than Jaren Collins easily. Besides that, I think me and Channing would be close to the vertical jump. I think me and I'm with Jason Richardson right now. He's talking about the Olympics. You know what? I would be near the bottom. I can't lie about that in vertical.
Yeah, I'm listening to you trying to figure out who you could jump higher than in the vertical, and it doesn't sound like you're coming up with much. Jared Dudley, 619, Twitter Talk Thursday here on Sports 620 KTAR.
All right, put Jay Rich on for 1 second. We have to ask him something. Put him on for a second.
KTAR, hello.
Jay Rich, Gambo, and Dave Burns. We had you on yesterday.
Good. How you doing?
All right, good, man. Look, we're talking to Dudley about this Olympics because we've all thought that he's the worst athlete in the world. He's telling us that he's faster than half the guys on the team. He's stronger than half the guys on the team. He could jump higher than half the guys on the team. Straighten us out here. Is he lying?
Yeah, he is. He's a straight lion. If Dudley was in the Olympics, the sport he would be greatest at is curling. There's no athletic ability involved, or strategy, or hand movement. He would kill that sport.
Why is he sitting here and telling us what a great athlete he is then? Why is he he thinks he's better than Jaren Collins. He thinks he's stronger than Earl Clark, faster than Jaren Collins.
Okay, I definitely get him. He is faster than Jaren Collins. I give him that one.
All right. But that's
else,
it.
I don't know.
Okay, so he wouldn't lose otherwise. All right, I guess he can put Dudley back on the phone now.
Thanks, all right,
Jay Rich. Appreciate it.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Jared Dudley, 619, Twitter Talk Thursday here on Sports 620 KTAR. Suns are off until tomorrow when they take on the L.A. Clippers. We got you back on the phone there, Jared?
Yes, I'm back here.
Yeah, he threw you right back under the bus again. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know what, hey, it's kind of like the USA team for hockey. You know, we're underrated. All that I can do is prove myself when the event comes. No one thought USA would beat Canada. We shocked the world, and here we go.
I want to ask you about how your benchmate, Goran Dragic, he got the opportunity to start the other night against Oklahoma City. What was your impression of the performance he put out there against the Thunder a couple nights ago?
I thought it was perfect. I thought he had the points we don't worry about. We care about the assists. He had 10 assists. Kept the turnover quite low. Throughout the game, he got more confident. And that's what you want, you know. On this team, we don't have to score. I mean, we don't have to put up big points because, you know, throughout everyone, Jason, myself, Steve, Amari, we're going to score 95 to 100. And what you've been seeing lately with the Suns is we've been getting stops and we're holding teams under 100. And that has to be a trend for us.
One game back at Dallas right now. How important is it to try and get that fourth seed and maybe get some home court advantage in the first round?
Well, that's big. I mean, that's the goal. It's been the goal all around, you know, since the beginning of the year. You want a first-round home series for one, for the Phoenix, for two, for the organization, for keeping Amari, trying to reward them. You play an extra home game after the game seven, and that's what we want.
All right, well, if you want to follow Jared Dudley on Twitter, you can. Jared Dudley, 619 is his Twitter account. He joins us every Thursday for Twitter Talk Thursday here on Sports 620 KTAR. Enjoy the rest of the Open out there, and we're sure you can win a few Olympic events with the Suns, Jared. You're good.
You know I can.
Yeah, you're good. All right, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. Jared Dudley here on Sports 620 KTAR.
Just let him think that. He'll be fine. Just let him think that he could beat somebody in something.
Yeah,
It'll make him feel better about himself if he thinks that he can beat somebody.
Yeah, he that's funny stuff.